MTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. Tree deaths in New Mexico's forest more than doubled from 2023, according to the new Forest Health Conditions Report. Key findings from the report show 70,000 acres of dead conifer trees, up from 33,000 acres in 2023, 406,000 acres of damage by insects, disease, and harsh conditions, an increase of 42,000 acres or 12% since 2023, 39% rise in trees losing needles, leaves, and turning brown or red statewide. The report, created in cooperation with the U.S. Forest Service, is based on aerial surveys to map insects and disease across 14 million acres of state, private, tribal, and federal forests and woodlands. According to the report, native insects are said to be the primary cause of the tree damage. These include the caterpillars of the Douglas fir tussock moth, which defoliated 18,000 acres within mixed conifer forests, a significant increase from 2023. Pinion needle scale, a tiny sap-sucking insect, defoliated 16,000 acres. Other culprits include bark beetles, pinion ips, western spruce budworm, and ponderosa needle miner. Drought, which remains persistent in New Mexico, decreased slightly last year. Forest and woodland acres impacted by drought and heat decreased by 65% statewide. Frank Chavez of Capitan was sentenced to 7 years for trafficking fentanyl in a federal prison. Agents with White Mountain Drug Task Force identified the trafficking operation within Otero and Lincoln counties in August of 2024 and arrested Chavez, Pearl Gia of Tularosa, and Andrew Sullivan of Alamogordo. Following Chavez's release, he will face charges in Arizona. And the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of New Mexico announced Friday the appointment of Alamogordo native Ryan Ellison as the U.S. Attorney for the District of New Mexico. Ellison has served as an assistant U.S. Attorney for the District of New Mexico in the Las Cruces branch, most recently as a supervisory assistant U.S. Attorney of the Violent and General Crime Section. In that capacity, Ellison prosecuted members of the Sindico de Nuevo Mexico prison gang, making the ongoing SNM prosecution the largest criminal case ever brought in the District of New Mexico. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.